And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 3rd of January, 2015. It's the birthday of Lucretia Mott, born Nantucket, Massachusetts, 1793. She was a teacher in a Quaker boarding school near Poughkeepsie, New York, and quit when she found out that she was being paid less than half of what the male teachers all made simply because she was a woman. She got into the women's rights movement, and along with Elizabeth Cady Stanton, she organized a convention for women's rights, the Seneca Falls Convention of 1848. Lucretia Mott, who wrote, "The world has never yet seen a truly great and virtuous nation, because in the degradation of women, the very fountains of life are poisoned at their source." It was on this day, 1841, Herman Melville, 21 years old, set sail aboard the whaling vessel Acushnet from the port of New Bedford, Massachusetts, bound for the Pacific. He didn't have much experience as a seaman, but he loved the sea. He was eager to learn. Whaling was still big business, 1841. Whale oil from whale blubber, the most widely available fuel for lights, also one of the most popular lubricants. He learned the ins and outs of whaling. He helped to harpoon the whales, harvest them, process their oil, also listened to the stories that his fellow seamen told, particularly of a legendary white sperm whale called Moby Dick. And all of it gave Herman Melville material that he was to use in writing his book Moby Dick. And today is the birthday of J.R.R. Tolkien, born to English parents in South Africa, 1892. His father was working in a bank there. Tolkien, fascinated with languages, went to Oxford, studied classics, later English languages, came across an old English poem with a couplet, "Hail, Arendelle, brightest of angels over Middle Earth sent to men." And Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings takes place in Middle Earth and has a character named Arendelle the Mariner. One day while grading exams, Tolkien discovered that a student had left one page in the exam booklet blank, and Tolkien wrote on the page, "In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit," which became his book, The Hobbit. Here's a poem for today by Fleur Adcock, the three-toed sloth. The three-toed sloth is the slowest creature we know for its size. It spends its life hanging upside down from a branch, its baby nestling on its breast. It never cleans itself, but lets fungus grow on its fur. The grin it wears like an idiot clown proclaims the joys of a life, which is one long rest. The three-toed sloth is content. It doesn't care. It moves imperceptibly like the laziest snail you ever saw, blown up to the size of a sheep. Disguised as a gray-green bough, it dangles there in the steamy Amazon jungle. That long-drawn wail is its slow-motion sneeze. Then it falls asleep. One cannot but envy such torpor. Its top speed when rushing to save its young is a dramatic 14 feet per minute in a race with fate. The puzzle is this, though. How did nature breed a race so determinedly unenergetic? What passion ever inspired a sloth to mate? The Three-Toed Sloth, a poem by Fleur Adcock, from Poems 1960 to 2000, published by Blood Axe Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.